Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need what? All of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But we try that we could be
choreography, and they either dance it themselves as a solo or they pick people to dance with them or whatever. And theme was Dream. So, like, we had to have a host. So last year we had my friend Franklin. My friend Francis. His name is Francis. Shout out to Francis. I'm going to do actually like a special on him like one of these days. I keep forgetting to do it, like about class clowns, because him and his friends in my school, like it's like really like just seven of them, like who are like the class clowns in like each classroom they've ever been in. They call themselves the BBC, and it stands for Big Black Cockroaches. Mind you, they're all white, okay? But, you know, we'll get back to them, so I'm going to do a special on them. But, yeah, being stage manager was so fun, and then I got to produce the script for the host of where it picked was a guy named George Arias. Shout out to George. And he was a really good dreamologist. You know, that's actually, like, a profession. Like, I thought, like, I was joking at first, but, like, I looked it up, and it's an actual profession. You know, they interpret dreams like Joseph in the Bible, which is great. Anyway, so that's why I was not on here, because we had dress rehearsal and then Friday was the actual show, and it went so smooth, and I got back, like, so many positive comments. Everybody's like, oh, you're the best stage manager ever. You know, blah, 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 blah. Okay, anyways, I'm talking too much about that. I just liked it so much. So I'm going to be, like, stage manager again for another show that I'm not dancing in. But this week we have multicultural, so shout out to all of the multicultural people around the world. You know, we wouldn't be the world without. Anyway, so today we're going to be talking about drugs. And I actually have, like, a special guest speaker. He's a botanist and, well, a developing botanist. So that's what I call him. And, like, he's going to be a botanist. Like, he's going to school for botany. I don't even think that's, like, the right thing. The botanist is just somebody who specializes in, like, you know, plants and drugs and all of that extraness. And he really knows his stuff. I talk to him sometime in class. And he's, but unfortunately, I wasn't able to do with him today because his girlfriend had a show and he had to go and support her. So we're going to do a part two next week. But what I really wanted to talk about now was drugs. So let's get into the thing. So, like, drugs are, like, super popular for some reason now in our, like, I don't know, like, in our era. Like, it's just so popular to do drugs. Every rapper talks about it. Popping Molly's, drinking lean, you know, all of that extraness. And, like, it's neat. I mean, when it, like, and that's why I'm upset that, you know, Isaiah wasn't able to be on today, but next week. But, like, he explains I'll try to explain a little bit, you know, this week, and, like, he can explain the rest next week, because, like, I was listening to him, but, like, you know, it was just so much, and, like, I've never been into drugs or anything like that, so, like, I wouldn't really know, but he was saying, like, there's, like, five different classifications of drugs. Like, you have depressants, which is, like, weed and stuff like that, and it doesn't make you depressed. He was saying it just, like, relaxes people or something like that, he was saying, and then you have, like, the more hardcore drugs, like heroin and all of that extraness, and he was saying it's like a stimulant, like something like it. I don't know what he was saying. Like, oh my God, I'm so mad that I can't talk to him this week. But he was also telling me about alcohol, because I was asking him, like, you know, is alcohol like a drug? Because it seems like, you know, when people drink alcohol, they get out of character and they act as if they were like on drugs or something. And he says, no, that's not. He says, actually, alcohol is a poison. And not only does it poison your liver, but it also poisons your brain. Not poisons your brain, but when you drink alcohol, it takes away the oxygen. It takes away oxygen from your brain, which gives you, like, that loopy feeling, which is why people lose balance, which is why they cannot drive, which is why they cannot recite their ABCs, you know, stuff like that, because it's actually poisoning you, which is amazing, right? Because I never even would have knew that or thought of that. Like, it really takes oxygen from your brain. And people really don't understand how, you know, it really affects you, like how it really affects you. Like, it really will take you out of your element. And I've never done drugs or anything like that, and I never will do drugs or anything like that, because I've never seen my parents do it, or, like, my dad, I'll see my dad drink a beer or whatever, but I mainly live with my mom, and I've never seen her do drugs or anything like that. So, like, I was like, you know, I just didn't see a point of it, but I feel as though some people, you know, get high to get rid of their lows. And, like, I don't knock anybody who does drugs or anything. I just want, you know, people to be safe. And, you know, especially growing up where I grew up, you know, a lot of people do drugs at my age, like, not like hardcore heroin or something like that, but I see, like, you know, some people smoke weed or Black and Miles or even cigarettes. And, like, he was even, Isaiah, my friend Isaiah, was telling me, like, that's the worst thing ever. Like, he was saying tobacco is worse than weed or anything. And then when people do hookah, that's actually like what did they say, like an hour of hookah or maybe 45 minutes of hookah is equivalent to smoking like 1,000 cigarettes, which is like crazy. You know, and it's like, you know, people, it's just like people, I just feel like people do this stuff to, you know, look cool. It's like they can't just enjoy their own lives. Like, why not just be high off life, you know? But, I mean, everybody has different issues and everything and everybody, but you're going to do whatever you're around for the most part. Like, if you're around a whole bunch of druggies all the time and all that other stuff, and that's how you grew up, like, you have two options. You're either going to become just like that or you're going to become the complete opposite. I read a story about these twins who grew up with a father who was, like, an alcoholic, and he, one twin became exactly like him, and one twin became the exact opposite. And though the twin who became the same was like, well, you know, what did you expect from me? I grew up around my dad, and he was an alcoholic, and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, it was just kind of in me. I saw where the other twin said that he grew up like that, and he saw his father go through all of that stuff. So he said, I don't want to be anything like that, and he didn't. So it's like, you know, people pick and choose their battles. You know, people say like, oh, you know, how I grew up made me the way that I am, blah, 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 which is true. You know, of course, it's going to shape everything around you, but you don't have to be like that. You don't have to choose that lifestyle. And like, I feel so bad because in high school, like, not a close friend. Like, we haven't been close friends for like a year or two, but a close friend of mine died. His name is Quadir Seville. And maybe a lot of people know him as Kwalui. He was a really popular rapper in Jersey. Like, he started to get more popular. He's only 18, just graduated last year. And, like, he did so much stuff that I didn't even know about. Like, you know, I didn't know about, like, I knew that he had it tough, you know, growing up. But he was just so cute, you know, kind of chubby, you know. But he was, like, Trinidadian, and he had, like, really nice hair. Like, I just was so infatuated with him, like, in, I don't even know, like, 8th and 9th grade. And, like, I had the biggest crush on him. And then we talked for a while. And then I didn't like him anymore or whatever, you know what I'm saying. So, but we still became friends. Like, we were still very cool, and he's not like a big brother. I mean, you know, that's year, like, he still kind of liked me, and I still thought he was cute. I just couldn't deal with all of his groupies, so to say. So, but either way, like, he passed away, and, like, I was really sad about it because, like, I meant to talk to him. Like, I hadn't spoken to him in, like, a year, you know, and I kept saying, like, I'm going to do it, whatever, but I kept saying, like, you know, he just started getting more popular, whatever case may be. Like, I was planning on talking before that, but, like, I just have such a big pride thing when it comes to certain stuff. So I was like, I'm not going to do it. And he, like, passed away. And I'm like, I just can't believe he's gone. But, you know, he did a lot of bad stuff. But, you know, I was just mad more so because, like, he didn't have to live that lifestyle. Like, yes, he had it very tough growing up. And, like, a lot of things weren't handed to him. And he had to do a lot of things to get a lot of things. But it was just the fact that, like, he was so smart. Like, we went to the same magnet school and everything. He was so smart. Like, he didn't have to live that lifestyle, but he chose to. And, like, now he's not alive at only 18. As to where he was really going to, where he was really talented. So, you know, like, I just want everybody to be aware of, like, the choices that you're making. Because, of course, right now it's all about, you know, Black Lives Matter and everything else like that. But nobody's talking about, you know, the choices that people are making to get themselves in these situations. So, you know, like with the drug thing, I just feel like it's just like another, like, I feel like it's like a stress reliever. Like, some people relieve stress through dancing. Some people relieve stress through running. Some people relieve stress through eating. You know, some people relieve stress through doing drugs. Like, everybody has their different issues or whatever. But it's like, you know, you just have to learn how to do it. Or at least if you have some way to relieve stress, like, do something else just a little bit safer. And I don't really know. Like, I really wish, I know I keep saying it, but, like, I'm so, like, I'm not upset, but, like, you know, I'm just saying what happened or whatever, but, like, I had, like, this whole thing planned out, but it's okay, because we're going to do it next week. But, like, my friend, I didn't want this to be, like, a don't do drugs lecture, you know, it kind of is, like, a don't do drugs lecture, but my friend Isaiah, he actually did do drugs and actually does do drugs, but not, like, heavy drugs, like, you know, that sounds really weird, I know, trust me, but, like, he actually, like, the some type of safe stuff, like it's like some extra stuff that you wouldn't even think about or whatever, but it's safe. So like at least if you're gonna do something like that, at least have a safe version. Like he says, like it's plants. It's like a plant that you can eat that gives the same effect as heroin. I don't remember the name of the plant, but it's like it's called a wild lettuce, and you probably see it everywhere, like because of the way that it's shaped, like, but it looks like a weed, and not like weed like marijuana, like, you know, weed that, like, you know, gardeners pluck out of the ground. It kind of looks like that. It's like four different leaf strands or whatever, and it's like, but you eat it and it gives you like a really good effect that's not like harmful to your body, so to say. So next week he's going to give us some insight on all of that. But, you know, we have a lot of time right now. So what I want to do is, I'm sick of hearing myself talk. So I want to get just some of you guys' ideas on, you know, how you feel about drugs, maybe how drugs have affected your life, or like any teenagers, you know, and like maybe if you feel like, why, give me a reason as to why you feel like it's okay to do drugs, or give me a reason as to why you think it's not okay to do drugs. Anything, whatever you want to say, just let me know. So I'm going to start first on this side. This is the first number, so I'm going to get that. Okay, we have a 910. I have 2910 numbers. Oh, I know what these are. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Happy Thursday. So what do you think about drugs? Like, do you think it's okay for, like, teenagers our age to be doing drugs, or do you feel like they shouldn't be doing drugs? Like, I don't know. How do you feel about drugs?
I feel like they're not good. I mean, I know some people get prescribed drugs like marijuana,
right,
or whatever, but I feel like
they
shouldn't, because that can still cause addiction even though it's prescribed to them, because it still has the same effect as it does with it being illegal or whatever. So I feel like people shouldn't, like, drugs shouldn't be allowed. I mean, I'm glad they're legal. And I feel like some people, like, I just feel like they shouldn't be. Ouch.
Okay. You don't like drugs. You don't feel like they should be around and everything else like that. Of course, like you said, I was thinking about, you know, some people do have medicated drugs. Like, I think only, like, the people with medicated drugs, I think, like, they only prescribe marijuana for, like, cataracts or, like, I don't know, like, it's a pain reliever for some people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I feel like I've heard that somewhere.
But I don't think there's other pain relievers that they could give other than marijuana. Like, there's other
And I really feel like they only do that in certain places, because, like, I don't think they even do that here in, like, Jersey or in, like, North Carolina or somewhere. But, like, they're starting to make drugs, like, actually more legal, like, which is crazy, like, everywhere. I can't believe that. Like, because is drugs like a big thing around where you live? So is drugs like a big thing, like, around where you live?
Yeah, a lot of people do those, like, a lot. Like, people that go to my school, you could smell it on the bus, like, you could smell the weed on them. I'm just like, that's gross. Like,
oh, wow. I don't know why I just feel like nobody does anything when you...
Random drug tests, like, they would have the dogs walking around in the schools, and they're making so we can't go in our bags, and we can't leave class, and they just drug searches, like, and they're constant
stuff out the people. Well, I guess they do it in the... Yeah, I guess they just do it wherever, like, however, like... But, like, it makes me so angry, like, that my friend Isaiah, like, because he knows a whole bunch of stuff about this drug stuff. And he, like, he knows a lot, like, about legal drugs, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. I just don't, like, there's no purpose of drugs. Like, you can find other ways to satisfy.
You feel like there's no purpose of drugs.
That's
very true. Okie dokie, we're going to go to the next caller. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, now we have the other 910 number. It ends in 269. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
So how do you feel about, like, drugs? Like, do you feel the same way that, you know, the last caller felt? Like, do you feel like they're irrelevant and, like, they shouldn't even be on the face of the earth?
I feel like drugs is a whole topic because, like, people talk about marijuana. Marijuana, technically speaking, isn't addicting. It's the high that's addicting. People, you know, some people just want to escape the world and escape their troubles, and they look to drugs to do that, or they look to alcohol to do that, instead of finding meaningful ways and doing stuff to help them what they're, like, what to, instead of doing something negative, they should be doing something positive. Like me, I run track, I play tennis, you know, I hate the world, but I know a lot of people. Most of
wait, backtrack. Wait, you just said you hate the world. Is that what you just said? You just said, like, I hate the world. I'm like, wait, what? You can just skip past that.
But, like, you know, like, life gets stressful. But that doesn't mean you need to go smoke a blunt and pop some perks and drink some lean to get away from it. Deal with your stress. Mm. Go. Problem and suffice it. Like, I know a lot of my friends at my school smoke, but I find smoking very unattractive. Like, that's not cute. Smoking isn't fun, and smoking is not a game, because once you smoke weed, you'll smoke cigarettes. And if you smoke cigarettes, that means you'll do anything.
True. That's true. And, like, nicotine is, like, one of the most addictive things in the world. Like you were saying, like, marijuana doesn't actually have any addictive adjective to it. It's just, like you said, it's just a high. Like, that's the way nicotine, it actually has, like, an addictive thing in it. Oh, my God, I wish I was able to. Like, it has, like, some type of addictive thing in it that, like, so when people, like, who stop smoking, you know, they have to get, like, those patches and everything to put on their arms to, like, still get a dose of nicotine because that's how addicted to it they are, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I'm going to go to the next caller.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, we have a, oh, okay. We have a 908 number. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So how do you feel about, like, people our age doing drugs right now? Like, do you feel like it's okay to do drugs? Like, you feel like it's not that harmful? Like, do you feel like we're over, you know, people are overreacting? Like, how do you feel about drugs? That's all I
want to know. I feel that drugs are that other people use to escape from any life circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me, personally, I would never do drugs. I'm going to stand up, like the call before me said, that they're going to face the situation that they're going through. And that's what people need to learn. Like, they're so quick to find something like drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever it is, to escape what they're going through. So instead of trying to escape it, try to confront problems one by one. Take it day by day, step by step. That's how we'll face it.
You sound just like a psychologist. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm. You know who this is, right?
Of course I do. So, like, what do you think, like, are some ways that people can relieve stress other than doing drugs? And I mean, like, people who aren't, like, athletic or, like, have, like, a certain hobby, like, that they're good at. Maybe, like, people who don't feel like they're good at anything. Like, what do you think is maybe just one thing that they could do to other than doing drugs or drinking alcohol?
I feel that they should find, like, a support group that they can get into, or just have a good friend that you can trust, or a good teacher that you can trust, and, you know, text them. But nowadays, teachers aren't loyal, so find a person. You know who I'm talking. Find a person that you can really talk to that will keep your secret or whatever you're telling them, and wouldn't go to someone else. Like, oh, let me tell you what so-and-so going through. You keep it to yourself. or for me, like me, I write out, like I write stuff out, and then like I burn the paper that makes me feel like I'm leaving, or I'll like sing a song, or I write a song, or I hum, or anything that you have to do to get your stress out that's not harming yourself.
I never would have thought of that. Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. So we only have, like, about 5 minutes left. So, like, I'm not going to take any other callers just because I do want to expand upon what the last caller just said. And it's because, like, and that's, like, a really good thing. Like, I feel like, you know, people, like we said, we feel like they all do drugs just to get over their problems and, you know, stuff like that. Because, like, really, there's no other way, no other really real reason to do drugs. Like, people say, like, oh, I just do it when I go to a party. Or, like, the thing I hear the most is, like, oh, I do it just to, you know, like, loosen up or, you know, something like that. And, like, you know, you don't have to get drunk or high just to loosen up. But with the problem things, like he said, okay, I've never heard that before, like, write it down on a piece of paper and burn it. But what I was thinking of before was, like, because I had, like, a balloon. Don't ask me why, like, in school. No. I had a pack of balloons because my partner and I, in sculpture class, we were making sculptures, and, like, we wanted to make a head. So I was like, let's just get a balloon and, like, let's put the paper mache over the balloon so we could get a right shape. Anywho, so then after we used that one balloon, like, I had, like, a pack of balloons left, and I had, like, a red balloon, and I just remember, like, just, like, when I think a lot, like, I'm a person who, like, chews on, like, the back of pens or, like, the back of something, like, I chew on things, so sometimes I would chew on the balloon, and then I would blow it up. So then, like, I am, like, obsessed with writing my name everywhere. Don't ask me why. Like, I'll write my name. Like, if you look in any of my notebooks, in the back of my notebooks, you'll just see Bakia 1,000 times in cursive. So what I started doing was I started writing my name on it. And so then I'm like, oh, this looks pretty. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to write, like, a whole bunch of other words. So I'm like, oh, love, happiness, peace, joy, kindness, like, just a whole bunch of stuff. And, like, oh, yeah, like a whole bunch of stuff. So I wrote on it, but like I didn't tie the balloon. So then when I let the air out of the balloon, like all of the words went really small on the balloon, but it looked like really pretty. Like it looked like it could have been like engraved into the balloon. Like, you know how some balloons have like engraved designs. Like it kind of looked like that. And I thought like, oh my God, this looks so cool. Because like, you know, this is a red balloon and I was using like a black Sharpie. And like when I let all of the air out, it looked small. And for some reason in my mind, I was thinking like, oh my God, like what if I was to write? I don't know why I was thinking like, you know, this could be like a way to solve problems because I'm like, if you write on it and then you let the air out, like all the how big you wrote your problems over, it really becomes tiny. You see that they're not really that big at all. And I'm like, you know what would be cool if like, you know, I was just thinking like, oh, you know, somebody should write a whole bunch of stuff on a balloon about their problems and then just pop it. And then it's kind of like your problems go away and like you will feel better. Because like even after just writing some stuff on a balloon and popping it, I just felt a little bit better. So I was thinking about that. So that is a way, something else you can do besides that to get off drugs or whatever. I said get off drugs. Like, but I'm just saying, like, anything else, like, I feel like dance is, like, a really thing. Like, even if you can't dance, just listening to a certain kind of music, like an upbeat music or something like that, it will really lift your spirits. Like, if you put on your favorite song, and, like, I don't mean, like, a favorite sad song or something Drake in that'll have you in your feelings, like, but, like, one of your favorite, like, kind of sad songs or something that is, like, more positive or more funny or whatever it is that lifts your spirits, I feel like you should put that on. Because, like, that just gives you a natural high, like it just gives you like an adrenaline rush, like dancing, even if you're dancing bad, just dance in your room, turn on some music, invite some friends over, even if you don't have no friends, make up some imaginary friends, look at some people online, like I don't even know, like if you have like something that you're really interested in, like look at it on YouTube or something. I'm telling you, like stuff like this really helps because it's helped for me too. And like the best way to calm yourself instead of doing drugs, what you could do is go on YouTube and like look at videos of how they make pottery. And, like, it's really amazing. Like, it just looks so calming. Like, the way that they shape the clay. Like, I don't know why. Like, maybe it's things that help me, but I feel like it can help you as well. Because, like, I don't want anybody to be hurting themselves, harming themselves. Like, people who are alcoholics, they can't even, like, qualify for liver donations or liver transplants. So these are just things that you need to think about. I love you guys so much. We're going to do a part two next week with my friend Isaiah. He's a specialist, and he's going to give us the whole insight in the backdrop. And you can ask him a whole bunch of questions. I'm so happy that you guys tuned in today. We'll be here next week. Love you guys. Bye.
trying to give it up. I'm trying to, baby, it's tough. I guess it's my fault, I know what's up. Baby, we used to fuck. From now on, we make love.